views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. Another Friday. I'm glad to be with you today. We're going to be talking about weight loss. Many of us deal with trying to lose weight, and we know there's an epidemic of obesity in our country and all sorts of issues around food and everything that, you hear a lot about it. We are so good at trying many diets and supplemental programs and turn to hypnotherapy or even gastric bypass surgery. Well, my guest today takes these therapies into a new realm, sleep programming and the virtual gastric band. Brain training expert Dr. Joy Martina, known as the Rapid Change Coach, holds a PhD in psychology, is a master hypnotist, trainer of trainers, and a co-author of 6 books. Joy has been coaching clients on lifestyle changes for 10 years. Her expertise is rapid, lasting change using her wide spectrum of techniques. Joy and her husband, Roy, are passionate about health, longevity, and fitness, and they describe themselves as health food lovers, exercise maniacs, and happiness addicts who never go to bed angry or stressed. And together, they wrote the new book, Sleep Your Fat Away. It's a groundbreaking approach to weight loss, and that's now available on Amazon. And you can go to their website at www.sleepyourfataway.com. So welcome, Joy.
Hello, Chris. I'm delighted to be here with you.
Yes. Well, that title is so enticing. It's like, what? I could just sleep my fat away. And so we're going to really get into that today. But, first tell us your story. Did you struggle with weight in your life?
I struggled more with watching my mother struggle with her weight. So I grew up with a mum who was constantly on diets. And I remember that I found family dinners quite depressing because my mom would just be sitting there after she'd cooked us a fabulous meal with half a grapefruit or, 4 salad leaves and sadly chewing away at them while we were really having a great time. So that really had a great impact on me also as a girl and then growing up as a woman that I grew up thinking that's just the way it has to be. That us women, we just have to struggle with our weight. We have to struggle with our self-image. And it's, the whole thing that comes with it, the self-confidence or the lack of usually that comes with struggling with weight. So that was where I started out as thinking, oh dear, this is what I'm heading for. This is what's going to have to be my reality. I was lucky to never really have had real weight loss issues, but I had severe addiction issues. So especially sugar addiction or the addiction to chocolate, to be very specific, was really challenging for me. But I didn't even realize I had the problem until one day I was frantically searching for chocolate in the house and didn't find any. And then I went to my little daughter, who's now 5 years old, her stash. So she has, her secret drawer of where she keeps her goodies and her sweets and her chocolates. And I was thinking, I'm just going to have to take something from there now because I can't find anything else. And as I was going through her drawer, then suddenly I heard tap, tap, tap her little footsteps. And then my little daughter was standing next to me and she just looked at me and she said, "Mummy, what are you doing? You weren't going to take my stuff, were you?" And that was just so awful because then I realized in that moment, oh my God, I think I do have a problem because if I'm going to literally, steal from my own kid, there's something going on. This is not just, oh, I need a piece of chocolate. I need a piece of chocolate. And then when I started looking at that, I found that all my mood swings and this lack of energy and sometimes the brain fog that goes with it was definitely associated to my sugar addiction. And that was part of the reason why we created Sleep Your Fat Away as a tool and a way to step out of this very destructive addiction cycle that so many of us are in, that we call emotional eating, that I'd love to explore later with our listeners to find out the difference between, for instance, real hunger and emotional hunger, because many of us just don't know the difference.
Yeah, and we're going to get into that too. And so, you know, and a lot of this losing weight is, you know, how people can break that cycle. You know, we lose it, we gain it back, and there's just this constant cycle.
Yeah, we go yo-yo up and down, up and down. And actually, we usually gain more and more weight, and we get more and more frustrated and unhappy as it goes on. So that's what I could experience life with my husband. So with Dr. Roy Martino, who's a holistic medical doctor, was he had his wake-up call, and that was actually the birth of the Sleep Your Fat Away program, was the day when, again, our daughter, she seems to be our wake-up person, tapped his belly, and she was at that age. She was only 2.5 then, and she said, "Daddy, is there baby inside of there?" And he was shocked. I mean, Roy, you know, we are health food fanatics, and we thought we were leading a reasonably healthy life, and yeah, we work a heck of a lot, and we travel a lot, so we eat out a lot, but still we do exercise, and we watch out for what we eat. But he'd just been gaining weight over the years, and you know, it just sort of slips on you, doesn't it? You don't realize until you get that one moment where you think, uh-oh, I need to do something. So that was the moment when we decided, right, we need to get onto this and really find something that works, because we know that diets don't work. We know that just following some crazy exercise regime is never going to give us that long-lasting effect that we're all looking for. So we read about these lifestyle changes, but there's nobody out there really telling us, how do you do it? And that's where we come in with Sleep Your Fat Away. So it's way more than a weight loss program. It really is a program to transform so many elements in your life to become that happy, healthy, and slim person that you deserve to be.
Yes, well, let's go into that. You know what? Because it's, you know, sleep your life, your weight, your life, sleep your life away. That's the problem with sleeping our life away. sleep your fat away. In your book, you know, it's about what you call sleep programming. So let's talk about that, and I'll let the audience know what that is.
Lovely. Great. Thank you for asking that. Sleep programming is something really, really exciting. So to be able to explain how sleep programming works, we first just need to touch on to our brain. So if we take our brain, and now we're going to really simplify it, and we say our brain has a conscious part and a subconscious part. So the conscious part is the part that we're using when we're talking with each other right now. The subconscious part is the much, much bigger part of our brain that is always awake, always active, and constantly scanning and storing data of everything and anything that ever happens to us. Now, when we're children, our subconscious mind is wide open. That's why children are so incredibly easy to influence, and unfortunately also very easy to manipulate, because their subconscious mind is open and highly suggestible. The older we get, the more we shut it off and have the conscious mind as a filter that, you know, decides what am I going to let in and what not. But the problem is that there's often so much already in our subconscious mind that is stopping us from achieving our goals, whether this is weight loss or success at work or in relationships. Because as children, we've unfortunately heard a lot of garbage, I'll call it for now, that is stopping us, that is creating limiting beliefs inside of us, that is creating very destructive eating habits, for instance. And what sleep programming does is that we thought, okay, how can we, and we, as you have said in the intro, we're both master hypnotists, how can we get into the subconscious mind without having to ask people to come to hypnosis, I don't know, 2 or 3 times a week to be able to create those changes? Because let's face it, not all of us have time to be able to go to a hypnotist every week, and let alone the money to be able to spend on that. So then we thought, why don't we take the sleeping hours, so those nightly hours that we all spend in a deep, deep state of hypnosis, and create those changes in that time. Because you see, when we're asleep at night, our subconscious mind is wide awake, it's ready to be trained, it's ready to receive messages, it's ready to receive empowering beliefs. And so what we created was an audio that literally is 8 hours long, because that's sort of the standard time that one says people usually sleep, although we all usually get less sleep than that. But in these 8 hours, you are receiving all the positive affirmations, all the suggestions, all the beliefs, everything that we found on our worldwide travel and research of what would help you to know what you need to have in your subconscious mind to be able to create those lifestyle changes that you need to make when you want to lose weight. And at the same time, to be able to create a generic program, we researched thousands of people, from the naturally slim people to people who are obese and really struggling with life, to see what are they doing different? What are naturally slim people doing different than those that are struggling with weight? And from that, we then created this generic program that has literally everything that we found, what works. So it's NLP, there's hypnosis in there, the binaural beats are the ones that kind of play with your left and your right brain. We've put everything in there that we found works, such as also, as you mentioned it, the virtual gastric band. So it's really a very complete program that literally trains your brain at night while you're asleep to get you all the positive programming that you need to be able to lose weight.
So you're listening to this for 8 hours. I was thinking, like, some audio programs you listen to for an hour and then you go to sleep. So you're actually this whole night. And does it help you sleep?
That's also good. Thank you. What the first thing that I want to say is that you don't listen to it. All you do is you have it on your smartphone, for instance. You press the play button and then you have it running all night, but you have it running at a barely audible level because you see our subconscious mind is real smart. It can pick up messages that are played backwards up to 3 or 4 times as fast as normal speech, and it'll still pick up the messages. So it's not necessary to have it on at a conscious level where you can listen to it. Actually, we say don't do that. We want you to have it on a whisper level. So you can just imagine it's like having your best friend or your best therapist sitting at the bedside and just whispering in your ear all night, saying, you know, everything's going to be okay. You automatically feel attracted to healthy, organic foods. You love exercising. You enjoy eating slowly and consciously. So we've put in everything, all the habits that we found naturally slim people automatically have, and we reinforce them all night. So all you do is you go to sleep, and the rest of the training happens in the background. And then your other question was, remind me again, I'm sorry.
Oh, if it can help them sleep. But we're going to be going to our break right now. So we can come back to that after we had
take
this
short
break.
Afterwards.
You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come right back and talk more with Joy Martina.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
A retreat to open your senses and heal your energy. Join Lynn Brown and Wendy Wolf for Amazing Astra Allies, April 30th through May 2nd in the beautiful Methow Valley. Open to more of your astral experiences. Learn intentional dreaming and receive astral body healings in this serene setting. This retreat is almost full. To register now or learn more, call 206-931-7356 today.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're talking about how you can sleep your fat away with Dr. Joy Martina. And so she was just sharing the sleep program that you, their audio tapes that you listen to subconsciously during the night. Don't even listen. You just let your subconscious mind listen. But I was asking the question, does it even work to help you sleep?
Well, interestingly enough, it does. So we've had a lot of feedback from clients who are already using it very successfully, but it actually helps them sleep deeper and they need less sleep, which is interesting. So also those, for instance, couples where one is on the program and the other one doesn't need or want to lose weight, both of them are experiencing positive benefits. So because you see, we don't only put weight loss suggestions in there, but what we do is that when you go off to sleep, you are the one setting the intention for the night. So that's a really fascinating method to create lucid dreaming in our sleep, is that we, with our conscious mind, set the intention of how much we want to weigh, what is a healthy weight for us, and what would it be like to already be that healthy weight, to be that slim person. And that's your last thought before you go into the nightly sleep programming, and that's where you are the one actually determining how much you're going to lose and what you're going to feel like when you do. And your partner, for instance, if he or she were to listen to that program, they would just get the positive benefits of, for instance, just enjoying life more, being able to manage their emotions better, so all the other suggestions we've put in there. So yes, if you have it on quiet enough, that's the only problem that some people experience, is that they just have it on too loud. But if you have it on quiet enough and you do it every night, it just takes time, because you see, we're really rewiring the brain to get rid of some destructive habits that we all have in us, to get to the more useful, empowering habits. And to be able to retrain a habit, this does take longer than 21 days. So there's this myth out there that it just takes 3 weeks and you can learn a new habit. But the ones that are really deep in your subconscious mind, they take at least 90 days. We say even 3 months. Do it 3 months. It's not an overnight thing, although it happens in the night. But after 3 months, you will definitely have retrained your brain. And when that's happened, you're done. You don't need to listen to it anymore. We actually offer a free maintenance program afterwards that we give away when people send us their testimonials, just to stay on that, to feel safe about it. But actually, it's not necessary. If you've done it for 100 days, you have got rid of those destructive habits and have reprogrammed yourself to have more positive habits. Because that's where you and I were talking in the break, that's where this emotional eating patterns come in that we all have. Life is stressful. Most of us are juggling job and family and relationship and God knows what. So we're stressed, and that stress needs some kind of vent. And because we're usually not taught how to deal with stress in a positive way, we go for the first thing that's usually the easiest, and the easiest is to combat stress by food, because food is comforting. Food, that bag of potato chips or that bar of chocolate or that junk food gives you that dopamine reaction in the brain. So your brain is real happy for that moment that you eat it. You feel terrible afterwards. But while you're eating, you have this high, this rush. And that is what keeps us often stuck in that cycle of emotional eating. And if that's the cycle we need to break. And that cycle you cannot break with willpower, or only very, very few people can. Because as soon as another stress happens in life, you'll automatically fall back into the old habits.
That's true. Yeah. And that's why that yo-yo of diets and stuff, because things are going good, and I always feel good when I start to lose a little weight. It's very encouraging. Like I lose 2 or 3 pounds and then I go, oh, okay, I'm going to keep doing this. It's working. And it works for, and then I've lost that 10 pounds. And then there's the travel trip. There's the death in the family. There's whatever stress there is. And that cycle, it's back to forgetting about that.
Yeah, sure. And you see what's so interesting, what we found with the clients that are doing the program is that when they start on this program, and we give so many helpful tools as well, how to deal with those moments, and I'd love to share some of that with your listeners if you have time, is what you do when you have that craving attack. What are the steps you can take? Should we do that? Great.
Yes, let's do that.
Let's just imagine we're doing quite good, but then something happens in the day. So, I don't know, we have a row with our spouse, or our boss shouts at us, or I don't know, some other thing happens that just stresses us out. And then we feel this sudden attack that we feel this would now be the right moment to go into that drive-through, or to grab that donut, or whatever it is that we love going to as a stress combat. The next time you have that happening, I just want you to take one really deep breath in and out, and I want you to take your index finger and start tapping the point that is between your tip of the nose and the top of your lip. So it's that Cupid bow, that little dent that we all have between the lips and the nose. And I just want you to start taking your index finger and tapping that point and breathing and breathing, and then you can stop. The next question I want you to ask yourself is, would I eat an apple now? Because if you won't eat an apple now, you can be about 99.9% certain that you are not dealing with real hunger, but that this is an emotional hunger attack. This is a craving attack. And then the next question you want to ask yourself is, what is really going on? What am I actually experiencing right now? What am I feeling? Am I angry? Am I upset? Am I bored? Am I stressed? What is it actually? Because in actual fact, there's an emotion going on that is triggering this response and creating this craving. So then you can tap your finger, the finger on the point again. You can drink a glass of warm water, and then usually it's done. That craving attack will have passed because you've addressed the real problem. You found out, what is it that's actually going on that my body is trying to tell me? So Sleep Your Fat Away is more than a weight loss program, I've said that, but it's actually tuning you in to your body's intelligence, because we all have that. We're born with that into body's intelligence. You try overfeeding a newborn baby, it's impossible. It won't. It'll either be sick if you feed it too much, or it'll turn away its head. It just won't drink anymore. So we have that in us, but we've retrained ourselves to not listen to our bodies anymore, usually because we're stressed out, we're distracted, we've been given all kinds of silly beliefs, we're being manipulated by the diet and food industry. I want to put that in there very clearly as well, because you see, these are companies that are paying highly skilled marketeers to manipulate us to want to buy their products. If you look at what is put in industrially processed food nowadays, this is all highly addictive stuff. And if you know that sugar is as addictive as cocaine, it has even the same kind of reaction in our brain, we're set up with a mafia. This is a really strong opponent that we have, that it is constantly manipulating us. So we need to be able to step out of that and claim that power back. That's why I feel so passionate about Sleep Your Fat Away, because it's not just about losing a few pounds so you can fit into your skinny jeans again. This really is a program that we have developed to end this epidemic of obesity, because there are just too many people struggling and really feeling such failures, and who believe that they're just not strong enough, they just lack the willpower, or whatever excuses lies were told about why this is happening. But the good news is that you can do something about it, but it has to come from the inside out. It's something that happens inside of you, where you start discovering more about yourself, where you discover more about your emotions, you discover what silly beliefs you might have inside of yourself. And once you start tapping into that wisdom again and listening to your body, really, I swear, weight loss happens automatically.
Well, you mentioned the body's intelligence, and I know there's some steps that you suggest for people to get back in touch with the body's intelligence. Is there anything to add to that?
Well, the one thing is, the basic rule is to really know the difference. Am I really hungry, or am I just emotionally hungry right now? Because when you're really hungry, and that is what you can find out if you're really hungry, once you've done the apple test and you've tapped your point, is your stomach will be rumbling. You'll feel slightly nauseated, maybe even. So the real hunger grows on you slowly. It doesn't suddenly come. And then when you feel that real hunger, it's necessary to eat. So, you know, so often we've so lost touch with our body's intelligence that we'll starve ourselves in some points and then overeat and binge eat and in other moments. And what's necessary is that we go back into listening and saying, okay, if I'm really hungry, I'm going to eat right now. And when you do eat, eat slowly and consciously. And what I mean by consciously is without distraction. I think especially us women, we're known for being masters at multitasking. So we can eat and be on the phone and drive a car and, I don't know, and comb our hair at the same time. We're masters. But if we do that when we're eating, we are not able to listen to the signals that our stomach is sending to our brain that actually we're full. So if we eat in a distracted way, we will eat much faster than we should. We won't chew our food properly and we'll overeat. And then by the time that we finished our entire plate or the entire sandwich or whatever it is that we're eating, our stomach no longer has the time to send it to our brain because it's already happened. You know, the deed is already done. So eating slowly and consciously, really chewing your food really well, switching off the phone while you're eating, not checking your emails, not reading a book, not having the TV on, but just eating will already break that pattern. And that's where we go back to NLP, that is very strong on breaking the patterns that we habitually do and that are often very destructive. The third thing that you can do to tap back into your body's wisdom is you can keep a food journal. And that sounds tedious, but it doesn't have to be, because all you can do is have a little card in your pocket maybe, and then write down what are you actually eating all day. Because just the effect of having to write it down already does something. You become more aware of what you're actually stuffing into your mouth all day. So when I started doing that, I realized that I was snacking the entire day. So I was, you know, whenever I eat something, the kids didn't eat up something, I'd eat that. Then I'd be at the supermarket, feel kind of snackish. So then I'd buy something there. Then I'd have maybe a granola bar in the car. I'd be eating that. I didn't think I was eating much because I was so busy doing other stuff the whole time. But in the evening, when I sat down and looked at my card, I thought, oh my goodness. And then the next day, you already start eating differently because you're going to write it down. You're kind of making yourself accountable. So that is really helpful. The other thing that I would also advise is don't sit down to a meal starving. Make sure that you eat before you're starving and eat frequent small meals. That's not the carte blanche to go snacking the entire day like I used to do. But, you know, we were often brought up to just having three meals a day. But it's much healthier to eat when you're listening to your body and just eat when you're feeling hungry. So maybe it's five times a day, but then it doesn't have to be more than a handful.
Yes. Well, and those are great suggestions. And we're going to come back. We're taking a little break now. We'll come back and talk more about Sleep Your Fat Away with Joy Martina.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
In retirement, will you outlive your money? It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, Financial Advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC. Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Well, that was Lorraine Bays on our Woman of Wisdom CD that you can purchase from our website, womanofwisdom.org. Just look under the products. We have lots of great women singers that have been at our Woman of Wisdom conference for many years on the CD, and it's a very inspiring CD, and it helps support Women of Wisdom. So I'm back here with Joy Martina. We've been talking about sleep your fat away, and we were just talking about emotional eating. And I know, Joy, part of this, too, is dealing with the importance of having a good night's sleep.
Yes, absolutely. What many don't know is that if you sleep less than 5 hours, you unfortunately have a 50% higher chance of becoming obese. So getting a good night's sleep really is crucial for weight loss, because you see, our brain does so much at night. It's not only recharging, it's also detoxing in the night. There's a lot of fascinating studies of how active our brain actually is in the night. So make sure you get a good night's sleep. And one of the, I think, crucial tips is don't take your work to bed. That's what I used to do for years, and I have such trouble getting to sleep because I was just too hyped. I was tired and exhausted, but my brain was just awake. And what I then found in the research for Sleep Your Fat Away is there are extensive studies out there proving that the blue light of our laptops and TVs that we often have in our bedrooms are stimulating our brain because to think it's daylight. So that wakes your brain up, which means that it'll take you much longer to be able to get to sleep. So the best thing is to really ban TVs and screens from your bedroom, and also to take half an hour, I call it transitioning time, from being busy to relaxing and going to sleep. And if you follow those tips, and we've got many more good tips in our book, Sleep Your Fat Away, you will get that good night's sleep, and that will stop you from having a tired brain during the day, because a tired brain craves for stimulants. So then you'll be just more likely to grab high sugar drinks or foods. You'll want more caffeine. You'll want anything to keep the brain awake, because it's not your body so much that is tired, but it's your brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, well, my husband, he'll be on the computer and he can turn it off and be asleep in 5 minutes, but it impacts me. It impacts me. And so I take longer than to get to sleep.
Yeah.
So, you know,
tell him to clap it shut outside and then come to bed.
Well, easier said than done. So there's so much information. One of the things that you talk about in your book, too, is that the eating secrets of yogis and Tibetan monks. And maybe you'd like to share some of that.
Yes, well, we touched on some of them already, because when we did our research for Sleep Your Fat Away, we also visited some Tibetan monks and some yogis and watched them eat. And that was just fascinating, because none of them are overweight. And when they eat, it's a whole ritual. A, they eat in a completely non-distracted way. So, you know, they don't have their TV on, they don't have their mobiles with them or their cell phones. They just eat. So when they start eating, they also do this little blessing of gratitude. They'll do a little prayer. They'll have some ritual to really, I call it, be in that moment, to really be in the now and just focus on gratitude for having food to eat. So, you know, it's a bit a sad state of affairs that we have in the world, that on the one side, we have people starving, and even in North Carolina, where I live, every fifth child is going hungry, which is appalling. And on the other hand, we have every third grown up in the U.S. is obese. So something's off balance here. And when we studied the yogis and the Tibetan monks, we noticed the main thing that they do is they take time to eat. They just focus on eating. They eat in a totally non-distracted way, and they're grateful. They're deeply grateful, even if it's a bowl of rice. So start doing that, and it really can be as simple as just saying, wow, am I a lucky person? Thank you for this food. You can just say it to yourself. You don't have to make big drama about it. But that really, the food tastes different. I urge everyone to try it out, to start being grateful for what we have. And food is just one big thing there.
Well, that's what, you know, blessings, you know, the whole spirituality of food, of blessing our food before we eat. You know, it reminds me of hearing, and I don't know, some European culture, but like meals were drawn out over a 2-3 hour process because it was family gathering time. And they would have food come out in segments. You know, you'd have your salad and you have your main meal and you have your dessert. Mm-hmm. And it's very slow because there's all this conversation going on. It was family time and it would be a 2-3 hour thing. So you're not like doing a meal in 20 minutes and rushing through it, and that impacted their weight.
Absolutely. Or even, I mean, we urge to at least take 20 minutes. You know that most of us don't even take 20 minutes to eat our meals. It's just in between, stuff, quick, and on to the next thing. So that is also where a lot of our problems with overeating are coming from, is that we just do not take time for it anymore. But you wanted to also talk about the virtual gastric band, I believe, right?
Oh, yes, because that's part of your audio program.
Exactly, and that also plays into this being able to eat slowly and consciously. So many people, when they hear the word virtual gastric band, they get scared because they think, oh, my God, what are they going to do? They're going to shrink my stomach and I won't be able to eat anything anymore. Fear not. All it is we took this method from a wonderful hypnotist in Britain called Sheila Granger, who did clinical studies actually with the British health system to compare the real gastric band surgery with the virtual gastric band surgery. So what is virtual gastric band surgery? It's where you in a state of hypnosis, so like a guided meditation, you will get the suggestion or the idea, actually I take you on a journey imagining that you're getting a gastric band surgery. So all you do is you just listen to this audio and I will guide you through the process of you just imagining, because for the subconscious mind that is extremely powerful, you imagine having this surgery. And then after the audio session, you only need to do this once, twice, maximum 3 times. People say, you know, I feel a tightness in my stomach, and they literally cannot eat as much as they used to, or because it was a suggestion of the subconscious mind. So Sheila Granger was able to prove that this virtual gastric band was as effective as the real surgery, but you have not one cut, you have no side effects, and it all happens with the power of your subconscious mind. That's how powerful it is. So what we do is we give you the suggestion that a small band is placed around the top of your stomach so that your stomach literally is smaller, usually is the size. If we have a stomach in its normal size, it's usually the size of a melon, and it can expand to a very large melon if we have been continuously overeating. So with the virtual gastric band surgery, you imagine having the size of an orange or a golf ball. You can decide that yourself. And what happens then is that when you eat, you will not be able to eat as much because it'll just feel uncomfortable. You'll feel full sooner, but it has zero side effects. So I did this on Roy, actually, when we were doing the training for the virtual gastric band surgery. And I just quickly did it in a break because we wanted to test it out. And immediately he had the effect, and it has lasted now, and what is it, 5 years now? It's still that he literally doesn't want to eat as much. He eats slower and he eats in a far more conscious way. And Roy lost over 25 pounds and he's kept that weight off now for 5 years.
Oh, that's great. And so his daughter's not patting his stomach and saying, I'm having a baby.
Exactly. That traumatized him so deeply that we cannot do that again.
Well, I was curious because you have the virtual gastric as part of your audio, and you have other parts too, even just which have to do with of manifesting or creating things in your life, positive, you know, and self-image, your, you know, self-confidence mm-hmm. in anything you want to create in your life, is it necessary to do the virtual gastric band? If say you only need to lose 20 pounds, you know, 10,
No, you don't have to do anything, but it is an extremely helpful tool because it'll stop you from overeating. It'll just help you, especially at the beginning, to change the habit of wanting more food than you actually need. It just helps you also to slow down when you're eating, especially if you tap the point that I shared with you beforehand between the tip of your nose and the top of your lip. So if you tap that point before you eat, which is one of the guidelines that we give, and then eat, and you have the virtual gastric band installed, you'll just eat slower and you will not overeat as quickly. So it's a very helpful tool. No, if you don't want to do it, don't do it. But I would strongly advise you do and try it out because it's just really effective and helpful. And you see, you are the one determining what your healthy weight is together with your body's intelligence. So it's, there is no risk in you ever going underneath your healthy weight because you have set that intention first. And your body is wise enough not to let you go into, I don't know, a starvation mode, because that's not what this program is about. Not at all. That's why we don't do diets. We don't tell you what you should eat, what you shouldn't eat. We'll give you suggestions that it's better to eat natural and healthy foods and, if you can, organic foods rather than industrially processed foods because of all the chemicals that are in there and the addictive substances. But basically, you can eat what you want, but you have to eat it slowly and consciously. And when you start eating a bag of potato chips, I did this slowly and consciously, I'm telling you, after 5, you don't want any more. Because try chewing a potato chip 20 times. At the end, all you have is this mush of grease, and it's horrible. It really doesn't taste good. So what happens with the program is that within time, people naturally and automatically choose healthier foods. And that's what I think is so beautiful about it, because the people doing it, they're doing it themselves. And that's what I feel passionate about, especially for women, is that we empower ourselves again, that we claim back that power. It's we're the ones deciding, we're the ones determining what our life should be like, and not some industry or some belief that we've been programmed with.
Yes. Well, that's great. And we're going to take another break, and we'll come back in a short while and talk more about sleeping your fat away.
Fat away.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Joy Martina and her new book, Sleep Your Fat Away. So, Joy, can you share where people can find you, your website address, and what you have available on your website for people to?
Sure, I'd love to. So if you go to sleepyourfataway.com, you can leave us your name and email, and we will give you a whole array of freebies. For instance, we give away the travel workout. So that's a 3 to 4 minute workout. You can literally do everywhere. We designed it to be able to do it in very small hotel rooms, even if there's no gym. And in those 3 to 4 minutes, if you do that every day, you will not only increase your level of fitness dramatically, but you will start burning calories and upping your metabolism like never before. Because one of the myths that is out there is that you will only burn fat by doing long, boring cardio. But actually, the opposite is true. So if you were to do high-intensity interval training, and that means that you, for instance, it can be as simple as walking slowly and then just run, pitching it up to a kind of jog and then going back to walking or sprinting a little bit, that is far more effective for fat burning than doing 45 minutes on a treadmill where you get bored out of your mind anyway. So we give away that three to four minute travel workout. We give away subliminal brain trainings. So subliminal brain trainings are fun because they're just what you consciously hear is just music. And then underneath, we've put all the positive affirmations that could help you not only become a happier and healthier person, but also to shed that fat. So go to sleepyourfataway.com. You can get our downloadable audio program there, which is the entire package with the sleep program and the daytime audios and the virtual gastric band and a guideline booklet. And you can also just, if you don't want to get the program, that's fine. We will also give you a lot of freebies if you just leave us your name and email. You can also go on Amazon, where the book is now coming out next Tuesday, but you can already pre-order it. The Kindle version is already out. So we're really passionate about making this accessible literally to millions of people. So we're not in this for the money, although that's nice, of course, but we really want to make a difference. We want to show that this struggle and this suffering for weight loss is just not necessary. Yeah, and then you asked me to share some success stories. So what I'd like to tell you is a fun one that I have from my own mother. So my mum, as I was telling you at the beginning of the story of the this section, was that she struggled with weight her entire life. So when we came out with Sleep Your Fat Away, I said, Mum, why don't you just try it? Why don't you just give it a go? And she was very skeptical, as most people are, and I understand that. But she said, oh, you know what? The brain training at night, I can do that. That is simple. So what she did is she just put it on, she went to sleep, and then after 10 days, my mum, and she's 67, called me and she said, you know what's interesting? I have this desire to exercise now, so I've got decided I'm going to go jogging every day. So she bought herself these brand new trainers, and she really worked herself up to 67 years of age. She was very overweight, but within a year, she was running 5K. And she just started by walking, then she would jog a little bit, then she'd go back to walking. But it was all due to the nightly brain training audios, because there we give the suggestion that you love exercising. You enjoy moving your body. It's just so much fun. And so your subconscious mind manifests that and creates those situations for you during the day. And I think that's just a fun and inspiring story of how easy it can often go.
Yeah, that's great. And it's so encouraging. So we need to hear those success stories, you know, how it's worked for other people. And it can be very, you know, simple stories, and it's going to be whatever it is. And I imagine it's kind of what you put into it, too, that, you know, keeping, like you said, it's a 90, you know, to do it for 90 days.
Yes. I mean, it's as I said, is this a miracle cure that you will shed 20 pounds in 2 weeks? No. But it is the long-term solution if you really want to make a change. So if you stick to the program, and that literally is as simple as tapping a few points, eating when you're hungry, eating in a non-distractive way, and having the brain training audios on, you will have the success rates that we're having, and those are over 85% at the moment. So I truly believe that this is the way to go if you want a long-lasting, real lifestyle change. It's not the right solution if you want to shed 20 pounds in 2 weeks, because we're not for starvation.
Which is not really a healthy thing to do anyway. That's a bit too fast.
No, I'm
going to try it, and I know it's very, it's very reasonably priced too. So I encourage people to look into this, because you know a lot of us are doing, especially we get older, and I'm in my mid-60s, and so my metabolism has changed. So things just work a little differently. And I can't do things the same way. Exercise will be different, or, you know, the amount of food I need to eat is different. There's just all these aspects of, and it's very individual, you know, for everybody.
Absolutely. And you've got to find what feels right for you. And that's really important also to us, that we really, as I said, connect back to our body's intelligence rather than follow some dogma that has been put out there. That's just not right for everybody.
Yes. Well, is there any other tips that you want to leave people with on losing weight? And maybe there's some tips beyond, you know, the sleep program that you have that can accelerate the fat loss.
Absolutely. So what I would encourage anybody who's serious about this and wants to do it is do it with a friend. Tell a friend you're going to do it. Maybe you can encourage them to do it with you, because then you're more accountable. Then you've got that team feeling. You can support each other. You can give that friend a call when you're having a low, when you're just not feeling good about something in life, and you'll be in that together. The other thing I'd like to share with you is that it's a good idea, and this is interesting how our brain works, but if you want to do this, buy something new. Buy a new dress, I don't know, a new outfit that's one size smaller than you are now, and hang it on the outside of your closet or somewhere where you can see it every day. Funnily enough, that helps manifest the size that you want to get into. So it's kind of tricking your subconscious mind by keeping you anchored to your goal. So don't get 10 sizes less, but get the next size down, and that is your next step. That's your goal that you want to get to. And funnily enough, we have found that the clients that do that, this simple thing of buying something new and hanging it on the outside of their closet, they are far more successful than the ones that say, no, well, that's a stupid thing. I'm not going to do that. I'll buy the clothes then when I'm ready. But just as a tip, get that one outfit and work yourself towards that, and be patient with yourself. You know, you don't have to build Rome in a day, nor do you have to build your super slim body in a day. Take it easy. Be kind to yourself. Stop judging yourself, and know that you can do this. It is possible. There are thousands out there who have done it. And if you want, it can now be your turn.
Yeah, so I love the idea of getting a new outfit. Now, I think in your book you said, you know, I have some clothes in my closet that are probably a size smaller, you know, that I love. Mm-hmm. But you're saying, no, buy a new one.
No, you want
one.
Something new.
And yeah, it's excitement to have something new to look forward to that you've never worn before. Well, thank you so much,
exactly.
Joy, for being on the show today. And I hope your book is very successful. It's a brand new book out this month. So check it out on Amazon, Sleep Your Fat Away by Joy and Roy Martina. And go to the website, www.sleepyourfataway.com. So this is Chris Stainis, and I'm the founder of Woman of Wisdom Foundation. And today my call is we're looking for healers, body workers, readers, you know, Torah readers, astrology, energy readers, any diverse type of a practitioner for our annual fundraising event, which is the Sacred Pampering Day for Women. It's in Seattle on May 30th. So if that calls to you to contribute your gifts to our community on this special intimate gathering, information is on our website. Just go to womanofwisdom.org and look for the Sacred Pampering tab under our program tab. And also, I have a book, it's an Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women, and I would love for you to check that out as well. It's an inspiring book of diverse stories from different aspects, from a variety of women that have been part of our annual conference, which has gone on 23 years now. And so it has art and poetry and stories, and it's a great inspirational book for people. So I'd love for you to check that out. You can look at it also on our website at womanofwisdom.org. And I invite you to visit my website, which is chrysalisleadership.com, and I work in Unleashing the Powerful Leader Within and Circle Leadership and all sorts of empowerment circles for women, and please check that out as well. I'd love to be able to work with you. So this is Chris Danis, and so glad you spent the hour with me on the Voices of Women. And next week, I'm excited to say we'll be having a Grammy Award-winning singer, Lani Hall Alpert, talking about her new book, Emotional Memoirs. So I wish everybody have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Danis.